Continuing in the laws of the Sias Kapayim, the Mechaber tells us, "Mishena Yodeya Lachto Chaosios." A person does not know how to say the letters properly. The Kohen has difficulty articulating the actual psukim and saying them correctly. Kagom Shomer Alfin Ayonin Layonin Alfin. If let's say he gets confused and instead of reading an aleph, he pronunciates it, he says it as an ayin, or as an ayin, he says it as an aleph, similar to it. Loisas kapa. Such a person, if he would make either mistake, ayin to an aleph, aleph to an ayin, such a kohen should not go up there. He's going to end up saying whole different words, which are not really the actual bracha. The Be'er Hetev immediately picks up on this and says, even though d'lo matzinu ayin beberchas kohan, if you look through the three psukim, there's no letter ayin at all in the paragraph. So how could he say that you're going to change the ayin to an aleph? There is no ayin. So the mekol makim kishikori ya'er Hashem, amechasei kikori ya'er ba'ayin. He said that's true, but whenever the Gemara mentions this, it always talks about how people make those mistakes, switching an ayin to an aleph and vice versa. The reality is, there is an aleph, and instead of saying it ya'er, you would maybe say it with the pronunciation of an ayin, which some of us may not be familiar with, as Mishnah Berurah will tell us. Well, we're in good company. Mishnah Berurah tells us, "B'hu adin mishehu kvad peh u'kvad loshem." Quoting the words of the Rambam, even a person who has difficulty speaking, kavod peh, kavod lashon, which is the language we, when we hear and speak about Moshe Rabbeinu. Apparently Moshe Rabbeinu would be, according to the Rambam, unfit to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael because of his speech impediment. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, quoting the Mechaber, about a person who makes a mistake with an aleph or an ayin. He says, it's not just those two letters. Who adin mishikare l'ches hahin. A person, instead of the ches, he pronounces it as though it's a hey. O shikari l'shibolas, sibolas, instead of a shin, he pronounces it as a sin, samach. V'im kol b'nei iro karin. But what if you live in a community where everyone makes the same mistake? So to them, it sounds like, hey, this guy's great. This guy knows how to say the words perfectly. You can actually find that place where everyone speaks just like you and you have no problem. You can do a Nesias Kapayim there. Matamzah, for this reason, Chasfu Achronim, or Achronim, write, Dibizmanenu, in our day and age, Shiro b'nei Amenu, the majority of the people among us, Ein yodim l'havchin ben ha'ayin v'aleph. Most people don't really know there is a difference in the way it's said. Most of us don't say it the proper way. Because of this, memeil mutu isakapa. If you make that little mistake between ayin and aleph, no problem. You can still do it because that's the majority of the people. V'yesh omrim, and there are those that further say, the Medinas Rusia, people that live in community Russia, Shragil and Harbe Likro Shibos, they would also, similar, they would say the shin, instead of a shin, they would say as a sound. After Bechlan She Medina, Yodin Hefer Shibana Shin Yaminisal Smos, even though you can differentiate between one sound and the other, even though they really know the differences between those two sounds. Komaka Mutilisa Kapo, says the Taz, because since everyone in that country says it that way, it's not a problem. Continue with the next halacha in the Mechaber. With regard to another type of Kohen who is disqualified from doing the Sias Kapayim. Kohen Shaharagas and Nefesh. You have a Kohen that murdered someone. Okay. A Filu B'Shogeg, even if it was B'Shogeg, accident, manslaughter. Lo Yisas Kapov. We do not want that person to do the Sias Kapayim. And unbelievably so, the Mechaber says, A Filu Asachuv. Even if the person has complete charata, he feels terrible, he's the great most regret for the mistake that he had made, he sees the errors in his ways, and he's a complete tzaddik, he is not allowed to ever do Nesias Kapayim again in his lifetime, which is unbelievable. And the Mishnah Berurah picks up on this and asks that it seems to be very much against the whole grain of what teshuvah really is. First of all, he says, based on the pasuk which says, that when you spread out your palms toward the eyes of the congregation, your hands were filled with blood. So when you show your hands, even though people aren't looking at it, but as they're looking, at your hands are being exposed to the community, what were on those hands? If there were blood, then that's not something which a person should be involved in the Nesias Kapayim. And the Mechaber said that even if it's Meshogeg, the Im Anasuhu Laharog, he says, what happens if you were forced to kill? Someone gave you the ultimatum. They said, either you kill this person, or I'll kill you. Now, we know when it comes to halacha, what is a person obligated to do? Generally, a person is supposed to transgress any of the mitzvos except for the big three, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. So this person made a mistake. He was not supposed to kill this person. Nonetheless, no seis kapa. We still allow this person to do Nesias Kapayim. The Afagah, the Ritzicha Kaimulan, the Aharig Val Yavar. Even though technically he should have rather given up his own life than to have murdered someone, Komakam Imavar Vlonerag, Lo Misal Nesias Kapayim Yishvilzeh. But he still will be not be disqualified from doing Nesias Kapayim for this reason. However, in the event that a person did murder, even if it was B'shogeg, Afil Asachuva, even if he repented, nonetheless, he can no longer do Nesias Kapayim ever. Tom, the reason Dezo for this, the Sphirale we hold the Afal Pi, She'en Lucha Davar She'omein Mipnei Hachuva, even though generally we say there's nothing that stands in the way of a Baal Tshuva. You do Tshuva, you're forgiven, and you're considered a tzaddik for all the mistakes you made. Mikol Makom, nonetheless, there's a different principle. And the principle is Ein Kategar Nasa Senegar. Literally, a person who is a defendant cannot also be the prosecutor. We find this probably more commonly by the Kodesh Kodesh, that we do not want the gold of the Kohen Gadol to enter into such an area, because it would remind Hashem of something else that was gold, specifically the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf. And therefore, so even though the gold which the Kohen Gadol wears is something which will defend Klal Yisrael, but Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar, we do not want to provoke Hashem and have this same item which caused the destruction of many people in Klal Yisrael in such a place. So too over here, the concept of Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar is even though you did tshuva, and really, you're not going to be considered that you did anything wrong anymore, because your sin has been completely been wiped off and you're forgiven. But you still did kill someone. It's a reality. You did kill someone. You murdered someone. And therefore, because of that, to be a daim elu shaharigas anafesh, those same hands that murdered someone, ein ru'oy, they're not befitting. Lisa's kapov to do nesias kapayim afal pishas to chuv, even though you did repent. And the Be'er Halacha elaborates on this and says, based on the words of the Magen Avraham, the mesadid adavka b'meis miyad. It's only if when you would kill someone that they died immediately. Halo meis miyad, in the event that the person, even though you eventually the person did die, ein lahachmir b'shogeg, we're not going to go strict if it was done accidentally. Shema haruach bilbaltu b'meis, because if as he was in the hospital in the IC unit for a few weeks and then he died, it's possible that he died for an additional reason that we can attach to, which was not necessarily only because of your murdering him. And therefore, because of this, we have the leniency, even according to the Mechaber, who says you cannot do nesias kapayim. Nonetheless, if the person didn't die immediately, then you're allowed to do nesias kapayim. But we'll conclude with the words of the Ramah. With the Ramah, which is the opinion of Bnei Ashkenaz. The Eish Omrim, that there are those that say, De'im asa tshuva no sekap, that if the person did tshuva, he can do nesias kapayim, and even if he murdered b'mezid 100% intentionally on purpose. The Eish Lahakel al bali tshuva. We're certainly going to go lenient when it comes to a bali tshuva. Why? Shlolino delas mifnehem. We would never want to slam a door on a person who would have the opportunity to do tshuva, the hachi nohag. Because if the person would know that, why should I do tshuva? After all, I know that I'm never going to be forgiven. I'll never be able to do nesias kapayim. And therefore, for this reason, we say that a person is allowed to do nesias kapayim according to the opinion of the Ramah. B'nai Ashkenaz, im asa tshuva, the person in fact repented. B'chanan b'chad shvartz ha'chadosh baruch, 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 b'chanan b'chad shvartz ha'chadosh baruch,